This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's moving out today, that big storm that's been drenching the Northeast. It washed out roads, knocked down trees and power lines. Hundreds of thousands of people have no power. This after a day of tornadoes and deadly accidents in the South and blizzards in the Midwest and Northwest. Even Vice President Kamala Harris's aircraft had to divert because of the rain and high winds.
Vice President Harris's aircraft was forced to divert to a Washington area airport after encountering stormy weather Tuesday night as she returned from a trip to Georgia. Harris's press secretary says the plane was diverted from Joint Base Andrews to Dulles International Airport. A person familiar with the matter said the aircraft encountered wind shear as a powerful storm brought high winds and rain to the nation's capital. Wind shear is a sudden shift in wind direction or speed that can be hazardous during takeoff and landing. There were no injuries. I'm Norman Hall.
The investigation into why a piece flew off a Boeing MAX 9 jet last week is focusing on missing bolts.
Federal regulators extend the grounding of some Boeing jets after an Alaska Airlines mid-air blowout last week where the plane lost a door plug used to cover optional emergency exits. A key question, according to the NTSB, whether bolts used to help secure the door plug in that Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet were ever installed. Alaska Airlines and United both report finding loose bolts after the FAA grounded the jet, suggesting quality issues. The plugs are installed by Spirit AeroSystems, which has a history of manufacturing problems. I'm Julie Walker.
Is Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza genocide? A legal battle begins tomorrow at the UN's top court. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis share the debate stage tonight. Just the two Republican presidential candidates. Frontrunner Donald Trump is skipping it. It's on CNN. This is AP News. Now to America's top priorities. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research conducted a poll in December in which Americans of various backgrounds largely agreed that the government should focus on the economy and foreign policy issues in 2024. But on some issues beyond the economy, views diverged. On the issue of immigration, 43% of Hispanic adults named it as a top priority for government action, as did 36% of white adults and 29% of Asians and Pacific Islanders. But only 19% of black adults said immigration was a top priority. And one quarter of white and Hispanic adults said the U.S. should work on its involvement overseas, compared to 7% for both black and Asian and Pacific Islander adults. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.